Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Sweden sees a clear value in systematic monitoring and reviewing of scientific and technological developments. Keeping abreast with developments would increase our joint possibilities to make use of scientific and technological progress, as well as enhancing prevention and preparedness for malicious and antagonistic use. Even though there are some remaining organizational questions on science and technology, on the science and technology review mechanism, Sweden believes that it would be important to reach a principle agreement on the establishment of such a mechanism at the 9th review conference. In preparation of the review conference, we hope that this MSP can already agree on a formulation stating that progress has been made on finding broad agreement on the establishment of a science and technology review mechanism. Mr. Chair, my delegation also wishes to thank the People's Republic of China and the Islamic Republic of Pakistan for the proposal on a voluntary code of conduct for scientists. We believe that the Tianjin Biosecurity Guidelines for Codes of Conduct for Scientists is an elaborate proposal that can contribute to increase awareness of biological safety and security. We're positive it will be possible to reach consensus on this proposal at the 9th review conference. I thank you, Mr. President.